Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we deliver expert sex advice, loving words, practical strategies, and so much more to bring you to a more optimal state of pleasure in your life.
I love it.
We're just going to keep trying. Hi, guys. This is a normal, regular episode. I hope you enjoyed some of the bonus episodes that were in our feed this week from the Sex Expo in New York, where I talked to some really lovely and creative entrepreneurs and sex educators. So check out the feed for those bonus episodes, but we're back. So we have a great episode for you today. We're going to be talking about simultaneous orgasm, which I got this letter, an amazing email from a listener, and I was sure that we had talked about simultaneous orgasm, and so I went back through the podcast archives to send her the episode, and I realized we've never talked about simultaneous orgasm.
In an entire episode. We've certainly talked about it.
We must have touched on it, but of our 260-some episodes, we haven't devoted a conversation to this idea of simultaneous orgasm. So we're going to do that today. Before we do, we have an amazing invitation for you. We just opened a Patreon. A Patreon is a platform. It's a huge site that artists and musicians and other creatives like podcasters are using to gather their community, gather community support to enable them to do their work. And so if you're a poet, you can gather your community and they can support you in writing your poetry. Our art, our work, our creative
Endeavor,
are really our life's work, because we've been doing this for 12 years now, is Pleasure Mechanics. What we love to do in this world is bring you resources and tools that make a difference in your life. And this podcast is one of those resources, our online courses, our website, all of that work that we do, which is our full-time job and has been for 10 years, is for you, our community, and for the world at large. We really have this mission of helping create a more just and joyful and pleasurable world for all of us. And yes, that's the project of a lifetime, of many generations perhaps, but you're a part of it by listening to this podcast, and we hope you felt that. We hope you have taken pieces of what we've spoken about, some of the strategies or techniques we've offered you, integrated them into your life, and noticed a positive, pleasurable difference. Okay, so here's how it works. You go to patreon.com/pleasuremechanics, and we will link this up, of course, at pleasuremechanics.com. patreon.com/pleasuremechanics, all one word, and you pledge $5 a month. You say that if we were rolling through your town, you would happily take us out for coffee because we're the Pleasure Mechanics and we'd have a great conversation and we're part of your community and part of your life. And so you would give us that gift. So give us the gift of $5 a month and together we're going to create amazing things. Because here's the deal. We can do this business. We've been doing it for 10 years, but we need a bigger team. Right now and for the past 10 years, we've done it all. We've done all of the editing, all of the recording, all of the website development, all of the research. We do it all, babies. Someone actually emailed me recently and said, why at the end of your podcast don't you have credits? Because other podcasts you listen to, like the last minute of the podcast is like produced by, fact-checked by, blah, blah, blah. And it's like we would just be saying our names over and over again because we do it all. Literally, start to finish, the entire Pleasure Mechanics galaxy has been created by these four talented, beautiful hands and these hearts and our minds. And it's literally the work of our lifetime and of our marriage. Right?
That's true.
And I am overflowing with ideas. We have all these amazing projects we want to bring you, but the work of producing this podcast and keeping up with the emails and doing all of the web development distracts us from doing the work we really want to do, which is creating more resources for you, more podcasts, more online courses, more toolkits to give you the tools of pleasure and that give the world these tools so they can engage with them and use them and put them into practice. And so what we want now is to get a little bit of extra income through the Patreon, through your support, to allow us to bring on a bigger team, produce more podcasts, and streamline our work a little bit. Pleasure Mechanics needs to grow, basically, and we need you to do that. And by supporting us at $5 a month, it gives us a reliable income. If you want to then join an online course and invest more in Pleasure Mechanics and get more from us, you're welcome to do that. But this $5 a month is a really beautiful way of just saying, we stand with you, your work is valuable to us, and we want to be part of it. And that being a part of it is what I want to talk about now, because I'm really excited about this piece. You are floating out there in the galaxy, dear listeners, and I want a deeper way of connecting with you. And we do that a little bit through email. But on the Patreon, we have a secure private platform where we can have conversations, where we can ask each other questions, where I can share with you the process of generating the Pleasure Mechanics resources. And so if I'm working on a project, I will post you questions and little inside sneak peeks and engage with you, and you can help shape our work. You can help shape our creation process, because this is about all of us, how pleasure and relationships and love and sex live in our lives and what we can share together. And this is going to be an experiment, right? We've just opened this up, patreon.com/pleasuremechanics. We've gathering our first few patrons. It's just starting this month, October 2017, and we're going to do some experiments. The first big experiment, which I'm really excited about, is we're going to do a book club on Esther Perel's new book, The State of Affairs. So Esther Perel is a sex therapist we love, and she wrote Mating in Captivity, that a lot of you have read, we've talked about on the show before. Her new book is coming out this month. It's called State of Affairs. Pre-order it. I've pre-ordered it. It's going to arrive on our doorsteps all on the same day. Dive in, and then throughout the month of October and November, we're going to have a little book club about infidelity, affairs, marriage,
monogamy. How to keep your marriage strong.
Like, what is our current thinking and perspective on this idea of lust and love in long-term relationships? And yeah, so that's going to live on the Patreon. So at $5 a month, you can be part of that and participate with us and help us grow. That's really what this is about, is giving us a reliable income so we can start outsourcing some work and get these courses to you faster. I'm working on mindful sex. I have this amazing resource being pulled together around that. We're working on some resources for men's arousal and how men can really harness and cultivate their arousal in beautiful, generous ways that are non-predatory and non-threatening. And how do we do that with men? We're working on something about female orgasm. We're working on a toolkit for survivors of sexual trauma. And we're looking at bringing in other experts to contribute to these resources. There's a lot going on here, and I need to be able to focus my time, and, you know, we're young mothers and all of that. I need to be able to focus my time and free up more of Charlotte's time to generate more for you. I just talked for a really long time. What are you excited about with the Patreon?
We get so many beautiful emails about how we are contributing to your world and shaping the culture of your relationships and shifting some of your internal stories and undoing some of your blocks. And we just hear so often about how we're really shifting people's lives, and that is so touching and so beautiful. And we just have so much more we want to put out there, and it's interesting to just feel that. It's almost like we keep feeling like we're bursting at the seams. Like, there's just more that we want to put out there, and we're just stopped by time, by our physical time in doing all these more technical things like editing and
that website design. That we can hire other awesome sex positive people to do.
Right, and support other people in that way. So it feels like this moment where we are asking for your support. If we have contributed to your life, if we have been a source of relief or solace or erotic inspiration, we would love your support as a way of thanking us and appreciating us and supporting us so that we can continue to create.
And joining us.
And joining us.
That's what I love, that it's active. because mm-hmm. we could ask for just a donation.
Uh-huh.
And every time I talk to my mom about the podcast, she's like, well, that's great. Are they paying you? And I'm like, Mom, it's about changing lives in the world, and it's my spiritual mission. And she's like, yeah, but why don't they pay you a dollar each? It's like, that's my mom for you. But I don't want just a tip jar. I want a thriving community where we have a sense that we're in this together, and where I hear your voices either privately, anonymously, or in community on the forum boards. And I love that Patreon is secure. You can just put your credit card information in once and then forget it. And just $5 a month will come out of your credit card. And every time you see that charge from Patreon, I hope you feel joy. And in setting this up, I sponsored some other artists and sex educators on Patreon. And I got my first receipt at the beginning of the month, because you're charged once a month. And I felt so happy. I like saw their faces and I was like, yes, I'm so glad to be supporting their work in their world. And if you feel that way about us, join us on patreon.com. It's a really vibrant platform. We're going to do some really fun things with it. There might even be some live video streaming at some point. Who knows? you're going to get a Patreon-only podcast feed where we're going to deliver some bonus content and really intimate conversations. It's going to be awesome. All right, let's get to one of these emails that we get these emails and we cry. We do.
We have happy tears.
We forward them to regularity. You. I meet you in the living room and we read them together. And sometimes we, yeah.
It's just
we weep with joy at what we're doing in the world. Okay. happy tears, as our daughter would say.
Yeah.
Okay, so Charlotte's going to get us started. So patreon.com/pleasuremechanics.
Come join us.
We're going to remind you. We'll mention it in ongoing episodes. We're building it right now. It's just starting.
And thank you.
Come play with us. Okay. Yes. So, simultaneous orgasm. We've all thought about it. Here is an email I got. It starts with a lot of beautiful praise. And I thought about editing it out, and I thought maybe not. Maybe it's great for people to hear how other people are being impacted by this podcast. So let's go.
The subject is nailed it.
Nailed it.
All right. So this is the message. You guys are just about the best thing I've come across. My partner and I have been together for 9 years. My desire went out of the window with the birth of our daughter 3 years ago. Binge listening to you talk while I work is a valuable, steady reminder of the importance of sex for a strong relationship. Nobody else is talking about this in the way you do. Your relentlessness in covering all that is important in love has helped me change my approach on a fundamental level. Your continued offerings provide such depth, and your constant perseverance in sharing these topics is necessary to provide a foundational shift of thinking. Your passion and knowledge is just overwhelmingly radical. My relationship is constantly shifting and growing, and I am absolutely giving you props for helping me to find a voice in my own growth. You have helped us communicate more specifically and more often about what we need and want from each other, which we are learning is constantly required. I share your podcast with almost everyone, and currently your most recent podcast about gender, amazing, is being circulated among our high school teachers. I save podcasts for my daughter to listen to when she's a teenager, and straight out talk with sex with just about everyone, as if it's a normal part of one's daily chit-chat. You guys are breaking trail for a world of growth.
So I definitely sent that one to my mom. He's like, you're asking me when I got a real job? This is my real job, Mom.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you. All right. So, okay, now we get into the juicy part. Last night, we sent our daughter out for a sleepover and had a sexy date where we left each other completely gassed, as if we were teenagers again, but better. At lunchtime, I playfully exposed his penis while he was on a work call and gave him a quick teaser suck before we ate and talked about what we wanted to do later. Then we went out for dinner, no underwear on either one of us. He snuck a lick of my pussy when nobody was around. Then we spent 3 hours of passionate foreplay mixed with a little penetration with champagne and chocolate fondue. neither of us coming until the very end, which I love because as soon as I come, I am ready for sleeping and the party is over. We finally went to bed at an ungodly hour and woke up early to have another go before getting ready for work this morning. So my final note is a question. Do you have any advice for continuing after I orgasm? I feel after I orgasm that all my sexual tension is gone and I am no longer motivated to continue. And I just want it to be finished so we can move on with our day or go to sleep. My preference is that we come together or at around the same time, which we may or may not coordinate. But I'm never disappointed nonetheless. It's just extra special when it works out. Any tips? Love you, Juicy. Amazing. Okay, first, inquiring minds want to know. So when he snuck a lick of your pussy when no one was around, is this at the restaurant? Right. Is this in a car before you go? And are you having passionate floor play with champagne and chocolate fondue at home? I'm just curious because you are having a ball. Props to you with the 3-year-old. I'm so proud of you. You have taken everything we've been talking about and fully embodied it in your life.
The student has exceeded the master's. We're going to copy your date sometime.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'm very inspired. So please do tell us about how you managed the quick lick of the pussy when nobody was around. I'm just fascinated. Okay.
So simultaneous orgasm. What I thought was interesting about this question was that she, all in one paragraph, asked about continuing after orgasm. So how to pivot from afterglow into multiple orgasms. She talked about timing of orgasms, so coordinating orgasms, and then simultaneous orgasms, having them together. So let's unpack this. Simultaneous orgasms, I think, are one of those ideas that have been implanted in our erotic brains through Hollywood.
As the ultimate...
Because I think it just works as a visual, right? Yeah. Like when you do a sex scene in Hollywood, I think the MPAA ratings, you can only do 4 thrusts in a sex scene. And so the ratings have a lot to do with this. But when you create a sex scene, you want to show that they are both enjoying it. And so it's like kiss, kiss, tumble into bed, all the clothes come off. Maybe you get an artsy scene of like, the hand going down the small of the back or something. And then you see both people in the throes of orgasm is usually the image they put out there. And with this, we all have this idea that successful sex, if the chemistry is right, if you're both really into it, if you're both feeling desire, will culminate in a simultaneous orgasm where you both reach your peak and then collapse.
And that is normal, quote unquote, and that's how you do it right. And that if you're not doing that, that perhaps you're doing it wrong.
You're not as into each other as you should be. The chemistry isn't there. Maybe he doesn't like you enough. Like, people problematize the lack of simultaneous orgasm. When we unpack the idea of simultaneous orgasm, it's revealed that the likelihood of two people's arousal cycle, especially if it's a man and a woman, the likelihood of that coming to a climax at the same time chronologically is like the perfect storm of events and skills that is a very advanced
and goal. Unlikely.
Right? It's like shooting an apple off a moving target while riding on horseback in a rainstorm or something like that. You know, it's like it can be done, but should we be aiming for that? And should that be a barometer of sexual success? Absolutely not.
It's quite a technical thing to pull off. As we're saying, it is totally possible, but it is technical. Yeah.
First, you need to learn to ride the horse, and then you need to learn to shoot the gun, and then you need to learn how to ride in a rainstorm and stand on your head and then hit the apple.
Right? And then no problem.
Okay. So we can give you some of those skills, yeah. And we'll unpack some of that, but we just want to, at the beginning of this conversation, dismantle this hierarchy and this aspirational attitude towards simultaneous orgasm, because it's really just one experience amongst many. Personally, I really love facilitating someone else's orgasm and just being able to witness it completely and being in that space of giver, so I can just watch the orgasm and arousal unfold and take such exquisite care of my lover And that for me is just as fulfilling. And then when I'm having an orgasm, I really like to be able to focus on it completely and just go into my own sensations. And that's my preference. That's part of my orientation. I've had moments of simultaneous orgasm that have been really beautiful and unexpected and surprising. So it's just one experience of many that you can shoot for if you want. And we'll talk about this idea of erotic goals later. But it's not part of a hierarchy. It's not better than. It's not actually preferred for some people. So let's just dismantle that and then...
And you're definitely not doing it wrong if it's not happening.
Right.
Now, she's saying that she would like to explore it and that she's curious about it because she feels sleepy when she's come. So totally get it. So let's talk about how you make it happen.
And what I love about this question, too, is built into this in the email is an arc of an erotic life together.
Mm.
Right? So even before the email started, they were dating, they fell in love. Who knows what their sex life was like? They had a kid. They entered a different season where they were focused on something else. She was exhausted. They started a wake-up process. They listened to the podcast. They had tons of conversations. She recommitted to a sex life, and now they're having these beautiful all-night sex sessions together with champagne and chocolate fondue.
And their kid out of the house. Brilliant.
But I want us to notice that this wasn't right. How it's always been. This isn't who they are. It's something they worked towards.
Mm.
And now she has a question about further optimization and another thing they can explore together. And this is the pleasure mechanic's way, right? Like, they're not entitled to sexual pleasure. They're choosing it. They're prioritizing it. They're experiencing the benefits of it together. And they're asking good questions of how do we explore something more we want to. All right. So if you want to explore simultaneous orgasm, if you want to explore timing your orgasms in any which way, right? Because this art of timing climaxes can be part of shaping your erotic experience. She's mentioning the refractory period, which I think is important for people to know about. The stereotype is that men experience this after an ejaculation, rather than an orgasm. Let's get specific. After an ejaculatory orgasm or an ejaculation, many men experience this, what's called a refractory period, where they get sleepy, a crash of energy, a withdrawal of emotional intimacy, and they just want to fall asleep, is part of that period. And this can last anywhere from like 10, 15 minutes to all night hours. Some women experience this, and we don't talk about this as often, but some women also have a refractory period after orgasm where they don't want to be touched. They just feel like they want to kind of curl up in a ball with or without cuddles and rest. And so if you have a refractory period, if that's real for you, then the timing of your orgasm actually means something because...
Or it matters.
Yeah,
it matters. Because it will influence and affect the experience together.
And so the choice there is to become kind of a master of your own orgasms, to learn your arousal cycle so you can predict when you're going to orgasm and become more deliberate and intentional about when you choose to climax, when you choose to have that orgasm or ejaculation, and to finish the event that way. And so if you want a longer sexual event, then you need to spread it out. If you want a shorter one, then you can condense down arousal and kind of reach that climax sooner. So it's just a skill, and it's a skill you learn through practice. And this is called the edging technique, is one big skill here, where you bring yourself up to a plateau of arousal, kind of hang out there, start noticing the cues of climax or ejaculatory inevitability, and then bring down stimulation, and then bring it up again, and again hang out on this plateau, and bring it down until you choose or until you orgasm. And at the point of orgasm, you want to start noticing, do I have a certain little twitch deep in my perineum that feels like a muscle contracting? Do I have a feeling in my chest, or does my breath change right before orgasm? You have to start mapping how your body tells you it's about to have an orgasm, because there are some predictable cues there. It's a physiological cascade of events. And if you start really paying attention to that, you can get to know your own body, where you're like, yup, I'm getting close. Okay. All right. If we keep going like this for 2 more minutes, then the orgasm comes. And you know that about your body, which doesn't mean you don't get surprises once in a while.
Mm.
But with this practice, with this knowledge, you can then say, oh, I'm getting really close. Okay, I'm going to jump off your cock, and now I'm going to focus on you for a while, or we're going to switch positions, we're going to bring stimulation way down, and then you become what I call the architect of your own sexual experience, or the author of your own sexual encounter, or the painter. I think I've used different arts metaphors. The composer of your own symphony.
You get the idea.
Shall I go on? But what's important about that idea is that it's not about control, it's about intentionality and choices. And so the sexual experience doesn't just kind of wash over you and whatever happens, happens. You have more agency, more active choice in what happens with your climax. And people of all genders, all different genital situations can learn edging, can play with orgasm control. And then the other skill to really develop is the choice of going for one orgasm or expanding into multiple orgasms, which was part of this question. A lot of people have one big orgasm and then feel done, and another practice you can integrate is expanding into multiple orgasms. Okay, so we will cover more on multiple orgasms, because both men and women, and, you know, these terms, men and women, all people can experience multiple orgasms. It's a choice. Again, it's another skill to unpack and something to practice. Right now, assuming you're going for one orgasm at the end, what edging will bring to you is the ability to build up more and more arousal, so that orgasm at the end feels really fulfilling. It could be a full body orgasm. It really feels like a satisfying climax. The next skill to unpack then is which order of events, what kind of choreography, going back to the artist metaphor, leads you closest to simultaneous orgasms. So for some couples, this might be a big session of cunnilingus where you're getting lots of great oral sex and full body touch, and you get super highly aroused and you're on one of those plateaus, and then you shift into intercourse and maybe add some clitoral stimulation with your fingers or a vibrator. And then that combination of having been fully aroused and now you have the penetration and the thrusting and that connection and clitoral stimulation, and you time it towards his orgasm, and you can both kind of reach an orgasm together. For another couple, that might not work at all, and masturbating next to each other and watching each other get aroused and making eye contact as you're both approaching climax might be a great way to time your orgasms together, because maybe you can time your orgasm better when you're self-stroking. And that counts. That's a shared orgasm. That's a simultaneous orgasm, even if you're just touching yourself next to each other in bed, right? So the idea of this happening during intercourse is just one menu choice, and you get to figure out the constellation of stimulation and pleasure and ways of connecting that lead you guys closest to simultaneous orgasm. So this is like a project with multiple stages, multiple skills.
That's so true. Because also, how's his orgasm doing? Like, what is it? Is he lasting a long time, and or is he wanting to last longer? And then you can do these similar strategies with him, and he's paying attention to when he's getting close to the point of no return. By the way, all of this for him especially is, we have a whole course within the Foreplay Mastery course that is about ejaculation control. Mm-hmm. So if he specifically is wanting to explore that more, check out that piece within the Foreplay Mastery course to really give you some guidance around how to pay attention to all the different stages within the orgasm and ejaculation.
Right, because this is where gender becomes tricky. The gendered cliche and what science tells us is that women need about 20 to 45 minutes of focused genital stimulation to achieve orgasm, and that men, penis owners, need about 2 to 4 minutes. This is what science tells us. Individual results may vary, right? Like, I hear from women who can orgasm in 3 minutes flat and really wish they could extend their arousal. I hear from guys who can't ejaculate and have an orgasm after an hour of stimulation and feel very despondent about that. What is your truth right now? And again, this is going to change over your lifetime. Like, when I was sick and I had blood sugar issues, my clitoris was a lot less responsive, and it changed wildly from just a year before. So right now, in your body, in your world, as it is, how long does it take you to reach orgasm? And you might want to masturbate and start timing it so you know, if I'm really focusing on my clitoris and doing all the right strokes, it's like 5 to 12 minutes. Or if I'm really focusing on the head of my cock and having a certain image in my head, I can get there, right? And so if you know your orgasms and can communicate about that playfully and without judgment and with love, then the experiments get a lot more interesting because you can start creating those combinations, those ways of interacting that's going to bring you to the orgasmic result you wish.
And all of that is just for getting more information. There's no judgment about... Yeah. 8 minutes is better than 12 right. minutes. And it's just merely about getting information.
Yeah,
and
I've talked exploring. To guys who wanted to extend their arousal. But how they did that was they'd beat one out real quick, have an ejaculation, and then go back into the erotic experience and be much more relaxed and then be able to have an erection and arousal for the hour-long, you know, beautifully connected lovemaking that they want to have. But by releasing that tension first, they got to the experience they wanted. And so again, it's just about unpacking these experiences, being honest about where your body's at, what's going on with your relationship, and then kind of choosing your own erotic adventure over and over again. And this is how sex doesn't become boring. This is how you keep it alive in a long-term relationship. Well, it's one piece of it. But... by approaching sex with this attitude of like, wow, we have a sleepover. We have all night. Like, you know what that means. We have all night. Like, let's make chocolate fondue. Let's chill the champagne. That's a different experience and intention than grandma has the kid for 2 hours.
Right. How do we make best use of 2 hours? Yeah.
Which is also different from we have half an hour.
Right.
What does your body want right now? Mm-hmm. Totally different intentions, all within the same relationship, all within the same bodies, and you get to design that from the ground up. The other piece of this I wanted to bring in is that the physical climax of an orgasm is just one climax of an erotic encounter. And what I found often is that the emotional climax of sex doesn't always correlate with the orgasm. Mm. And so if what you're looking for is that really beautiful emotional climax together where you have that moment with a person, and to me it sometimes feels like you're just meeting them there and you're loving them and you're like, well, we just did that and that just happened and that felt good and I feel super in love with you, or that was really hot and raunchy, or whatever the outcome was, you have a moment of sharing that, and that for me often feels like the climax. It can happen minutes later when someone cracks a joke and you both laugh and kind of collapse into a cuddle and you're both still kind of hot and sweaty or heaving breath, or it can happen before an orgasm, you know, at the moment of penetration sometimes when you like look up and you make eye contact, and that's the moment that really feels important. So seek out alternate moments of simultaneous climax that might not be related to the genital orgasm. Does that make sense?
That's a great point. That's a beautiful point. There are many climaxes within an encounter.
Yeah, and again, I really loved building into her letter that she was like, well, I'm not disappointed if we don't have simultaneous orgasms. And that attitude is everything. Because what we're talking about here is experimentation and setting erotic intentions, setting goals. We're going to play with things until we have simultaneous orgasm, and that's fun for us. Some people respond really well to goals and gamifying and setting milestones and then playing until they reach them. Some people balk under those conditions, and having any sort of goal or agenda makes them feel stressed and pressured. That is not erotic for a lot of people. So how you approach this is, again, very much dependent on your personality. And if saying, you know, we want to explore having an orgasm in 4-point bondage with a strap on, that feels really fun. Okay, how do we get there? And then you reverse engineer. Okay, we have to buy a strap on. We have to learn bondage. but that image is really hot. Let's work towards that together. That will be really motivating for some people. Mm. Where some people, they kind of just want to explore and try one thing at a time and see how they respond and not have a goal, but just kind of a path. And with that, you just need to keep yourself motivated. And some people are like, that felt really good. I'm going to do more of that next time. They build on their successes. And that really works for some people.
So, of course, having an attitude of non-judgment and curiosity, I feel like, is really important for however you're exploring this. Because then it makes it more of a game or more fun. You're just, mm-hmm. you're merely exploring. There is no right or wrong. It is an experiment, mm-hmm. an erotic experiment of your mm-hmm. own making. Mm-hmm.
All right, we hope that has been helpful. And again, we want to remind you about our new Patreon community. Come to Patreon, so that's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Patreon. So a patron of the arts historically has been someone who has sponsored an artist. So Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Robert Mapplethorpe, all of these amazing artists throughout history have had patrons that have enabled them to do their work. And Patreon allows us to gather our community of patrons. And so for $5 a month, you get to say, I want to be a patron of the erotic arts. I want to support Pleasure Mechanics in doing what they do. I want to be part of that. And
I want to say yes to more pleasure and erotic freedom in the world.
Say yes. Patreon.com/pleasuremechanics. The community is just starting to gather and we are so excited. And in October, November, we will be doing a book club around Esther Perel's new book, State of Affairs. So go pre-order that. The book comes out October 10th, I believe. And I'll be reading it and posting my reflections and we can have a discussion about it within the Patreon community, and who knows, maybe I'll even get a special guest on the podcast to join us in that discussion.
We'll see.
We'll see. So many things can happen. I'm so excited to bring more Pleasure Mechanics to you and to the world. I'm feeling like erotically alive again. Mm. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but after this summer, after some of our travels, after going to the Sex Expo, I have this renaissance of erotic energy back in my life, and I'm really excited to create. At like midnight last night, you were like, baby, step away from the computer, stop working, just rest. There will be time tomorrow. And
yeah, you're on fire right now. You're just so jazzed to make,
yes.
to create.
So help us do that. Patreon.com/pleasuremechanics. $5 a month. You're in the inner circle, and we're going to work wonders together. It's going to be fun. All right. We will be back with you next week with another full episode. You can find the podcast archives at pleasuremechanics.com, where, of course, you can be in touch with us. We love hearing from you. And
we'll talk about multiple orgasms next week.
I think we might have an interview coming up next week, so it might be the week after that.
Well, that's fine.
All right.
Okay.
Good stuff coming down the pipeline into your ear holes. How sexy is that? All right. I love you guys. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.